Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Prevention is better than cure. Ito ngayon ang tagline ng mga Pilipino sa gitna ng bunta ng novel coronavirus sa Australia. Pagbahagi ng full-time mom na si Noriel Baltazar na may dalawang anak, bagaman hindi naman siya gaanong nababahala ukol sa novel coronavirus, tinitiyak niya na malusog ang kanyang mga chikiting upang makaiwas sa anumang sakit.
I'm actually not worried about this coronavirus because I've read before that according to statistics, there's 220,000 people who die from flu each year. So you're more likely to die with the flu than from a coronavirus. It's the complication, it's not the virus itself. So it's really, really important that we take care of our immune system.
Ayon sa kanya, pinagtutuunan niya ng pansin ang gut health.
First and foremost, diet is everything. There's a study about the gut and overall the immune system that a person's immune system are all based in the gut, from our gut microbiome. So we eat a lot of healthy foods. If we can afford organic, we do buy organic. My kids take probiotics. I take probiotics. We take B12 vitamins and a lot of bone broth.
Ayon din kay Noriel, ni minsan ay di pa nagka-flu ang kanyang mga anak.
They have never gotten any flu. Abel, my 2 years old, he get, you know, all the common coughs and colds like childhood fever, but two to three days he's fine. Yeah. And my 4 months old, he's never gotten anything.
Para naman sa ina na si Mutia Gilas na nagtatrabaho sa CBD bilang isang IT professional, mahalagang masigurado niyang ligtas siya laban sa virus. Diskarte niya ang paggamit ng sanitizer at paghuhugas ng kamay lalo na't araw-araw siyang sumasakay sa tren.
Personally kasi I have kids and then I have a baby and then I work in the city. So alam naman natin yung tourists dito sa Australia more on wala talagang open sila. Sa train, kasi I take the train every day, sabi nila kasi yung virus, mas kumakapit siya sa mga metal. So I make sure talaga hindi ako mahawak sa metal stuff sa train or anything. And then I carry alcohol. Actually, I have ethyl alcohol kasi mahirap na sanitize.
Ibinahagi din niyang baka magsimula na siyang magsuot ng mask dahil sa pagtaas ng mga kaso.
And then I haven't started wearing masks pero baka since ito na, like padagdag na ng padagdag yung cases, I might start wearing masks just to, you know, prevention.
At dahil medyo nababahala din na baka magka-virus, pinag-iisipan din ng kanyang pamilya ang pansamantalang pagpapaliban ng kanilang biyahe patungo sa Pilipinas.
Do matagal pa, 2 months time, hindi naman natin masigurado. And then kasi yung plan namin is to take the kids, so it's very risky to take them during this outbreak. So hopefully by that time mag-subside na. But then we're now 30% sure and then the 70% na we're not gonna push it through.
Para naman sa uni student na si Jubel Marasigan na kumukuha ng Bachelor's of Law, medyo na-exaggerate ang mga balita sa social media at ito ay nagdudulot ng pagkapanik sa mga tao.
It's all over the news and it's all over social media. It's really prevalent right now and then that's all you see. But sometimes I feel like it's not, being over-exaggerated a bit because I know that I've also seen other news that it's actually highly unlikely, in Australia at least, for anyone to actually have it.
Nalulungkot din si Jubel sa pinagdadaanang diskriminasyon ng mga Asyano sa Australia.
And aside from that, what's really unfortunate right now is there racism going on right now as well, especially with the Chinese people or like even in Asians just in general. So that's what makes me really sad. I get that people are trying to be safe and protect their own personal health, but then racism comes out of it and it's getting really sad at the moment for me. Yeah.
At upang protektahan ang sarili, laging paalala sa kanila ng kanyang ina na maiging hugasan ng kamay bago lumapit sa isang tao.
So my mom, she's very paranoid. She's like a hygiene freak. So every time, like, because me, my brother, and my dad, we all go to work at the same time during the day. As soon as we come home, she doesn't even want us to like hug her or kiss her first. She's like, go straight to the sink and wash your hands. And then...
Payo din ng kanyang ina na gamitin ang kantang Happy Birthday song bilang timer.
Like we have this rule when we're washing our hands, we have to sing the Happy Birthday song in our head, and we put our soap, like the soap in the thing, and then she's like, that's how long you have to do it for all the bacteria to go away.
Hindi pa naman daw sila umaabot sa pagsusuot ng mask. Tanging panlaban nila ang malusog na immune system.
But other than like washing hands and stuff like that, we're not necessarily wearing masks outside yet. We're just really making sure that we're building our own immune system up so that we don't get any symptoms. So eating fruits, sleeping a lot, getting lots of rest, water of course, and exercise even. Yeah.
Samantala, para sa community support na si Geraldine Kleeman, hindi siya nababahala na mahawa, kundi nag-aalala siya para sa mga vulnerableng maaring maapektuhan.
Personal perspective, I'm not worried, but I'm worried to other people that are going to be aware and they don't know how to handle the infections.
Diskarte ni Geraldine ang pag-inom ng maraming tubig at vitamin C at kumain ng maraming prutas, umiwas sa alkohol at paninigarilyo.
Boost your immune system, yeah. Kasi that's a good thing. So just, you know, just to make sure that you're eating healthy, lot of vitamin C. And I don't think that you have to panic. As long as you know that you're healthy, quit smoking. Yeah, that's yung drinking alcohol so much, because that's a factor that your immune system will going to be down. And
lagi din niyang paalala sa kanyang tatlong anak na babae na tuwing magbabahing, uubo, ay takpan ng mga bunganga.
I always tell to my kids to cover their mouth when they're cupping and when they're sneezing. And also, if they need to protect themselves.
Dagdag niya, mahalaga na protektahan ang sarili sa pamamagitan ng kusang paglayo sa mga may sakit.
If ever, just in case you know that they're already cupping and everything, you have to, you know, move away. So, hindi ka naman, uy, ano ka, maubo ka, gano'n, di ba? Parang napaka-intimidating naman nun. So, you don't tell to others what they're going to do. But the thing is, you just tell to yourself to protect, you know, like kung kailangan mong lumayo or you have handkerchief or something.
Para naman sa chef ng Melbourne Grammar School na si Dino Go, medyo concerned siya para sa kapakanan ng kanyang pamilya, ngunit hindi naman siya worried.
I'm not worried entirely, but as what we see in the news daily about the coronavirus, where it just puts an awareness into what is going on, not just here but around the world. Yeah. But as far as being concerned, in a certain extent, yeah, I am. But as far as being worried, I'm not worried at all.
At para iwas sa sakit, sinisigurado niyang may good hygiene ang buong pamilya.
The measures that I take, which is what we do in a normal routine, daily anyway, is just being clean, being, you know, your what you know. Yeah, just protecting themselves is your daily, you know, just washing your hands, you know, before you do anything else, when you touch something, just, you know, you always just have to be prepared and be cautious about what you put in your mouth. But yeah, just generally, just wash your hands and your daily, just your daily personal hygiene.
At bilang kusinero, isa din sa diskarte niya ang maiging pagluto ng mga pagkain.
When you cook the food at certain temperature, which is, let's say, it's over 100 degrees, bacteria will be like dead anyway. So, but the things that you really need to watch out for are food that are left out in the open, that is not covered for a certain period of time. Those are the things that, even though they're being fully cooked, you still need to take cover it. You know, you have to make sure that it's in the refrigeration.
Anya, mahalagang masigurado na hindi kontaminado ng anumang virus ang mga pagkain.
There is certain guidelines for storing food outside. So if you're not willing to cook the food for more than an hour or even 30 minutes, you shouldn't leave it out. It should be in the fridge, especially when it's raw. You don't store anything out in the open until unless you eat that food in 10 minutes or so. But like, I'm talking about meats. But if it's say for like fruits, it's perfectly fine unless it's not been peeled or cut, because then it actually oxidizes the fruit and it changes color. So, but in terms of meat, cooked meats or raw meat especially, they should be stored in the fridge.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.